This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there had been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here as well. It continues to be the 9th of November, 2013, and we're talking with Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. We're discussing weather modification, the chemtrailing, the endless aerosol assaults that are going on all across the country and really around the world. We're going to be opening up the phone lines, by the way, here in just a moment. So those of you who are holding, we'll get to you right away here. And others, we do have some open lines. If you're welcome to jump on board, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Before we go to the phones, real quickly, Dane, how widespread are these operations? I mean, are we just talking about the United States? We're talking about other countries as well. We got a call earlier from the UK, and I know that caller seemed to be saying that this is a problem over there as well. Are we talking primarily developed countries? Are we talking literally the whole world? How widespread are we talking here?
There's nowhere to escape from the fallout from these programs, absolutely nowhere. There was a study done on 1,000 whales from around the globe, the most remote places on the planet, in 2010. They decided to test for inorganics at the last minute, and the study described, quote, jaw-dropping levels of aluminum in these whales from the most remote places on the planet. You cannot hide from these programs. And the reason it's so hard to get the word out is you have all the major powers engaged in these programs. But academia knows. I mean, there's so many people who know these programs are going on, Darren. I've spoken to NOAA scientists who were beside themselves. They said alarmed as hell, I think were their words. But they're afraid to speak out because they have no First Amendment protection. I mean, this is the biggest elephant in the room. Can't hide from it. 22% as the last figures. Global dimming is 22% now. 22% of the sun's direct rays no longer reach the surface of the planet because there is so much particulate matter up there. And all of that's coming down, and all of it we are inhaling. Nowhere to hide from this. This is everybody's fight. Everyone's.
Absolutely. All right.
Who or what benefits from this?
Again, if you trace this back, that's certainly a primary question, Nancy, but if you trace it back to the original statements by the U.S. government and documents we found in the NASA archives from 1966, 80 pages long, posted on our website, that they intended to simply play God with the weather. This is what we'd expect from the power structure, that they were going to decide who gets rain, who didn't. Now, as they've meddled with the system for so many decades, now the system is broken, period. And now they have triggered things that can't be turned off. And now it's simply a matter of weather whack-a-mole, that the more they spray, in their mind, the more they have to spray. It's a very vicious cycle. So the more ozone they damage, the more particulate matter they try to put up to block some of the sun, because the natural protection is now gone. The more they spray, the worse it gets, the more they have to spray. It's simply a very incredibly destructive and life-threatening system that now is simply trying to sustain itself. They have too much invested in these programs to turn back, and now weather is of course, a weapon of war as well. So it's simply a race to the bottom, and right now, this is what people need to understand. Species extinction rates on the planet are 200 a day or more. We are in the sixth great mass extinction now. Okay. The oceans are collapsing now. I mean, our crisis is here. It's not off on the horizon. It's here. And so these guys now are simply in a panic trying to hide, I think, Nancy, the damage already done, because they've been doing it this for so long that now it's simply at any cost to the planet, they're trying to hide what's happened, just like Corexit in the Gulf, Nancy. Remember Corexit in the Gulf they used to
Absolutely.
Hide the oil? Made it 52 times more toxic, but they don't care because it helped to hide it.
Well, Corexit 9500 was banned in Britain, if I remember right.
Yes.
And but that doesn't stop them from using it here. I'll tell you what, we got the line stacking up here, so let's go ahead and squeeze in some of these phone calls. Let's go out to Las Vegas and talk to Chris. Chris, you're up first. Go ahead. You're on with Dane Wigington.
Why, thank you, Nancy, Darren, and Dane.
Thank you, Chris.
You'd spoken earlier about the change in the data reported from weather dissemination services, and I tie that specifically to the post-Fukushima purchase and acquisition by Evelyn and David de Rothschild to control and manipulate the data being disseminated specifically to hide the effects of these Earth-damaging or destroying functions.
You're exactly correct. And I've documented this. I've done several articles on this subject. You know, and you're correct with the Rothschilds' ownership. In fact, they're a primary ownership of, I believe, Weather Channel or Weather Central. So what you have is literally the foxes running the in-house.
Hey, excuse me, Dane. Chris, is there some kind of noise there in the background? I'm getting some kind of ambient noise from somewhere. Anyway, go ahead, Dane. I'm sorry.
The NSA, if I had to guess.
But you're correct, though, Chris. I mean, you have literally, in the case of even governmental agencies like NOAA and the National Weather Service, all their weather modeling is done for them by Raytheon. Raytheon up to their eyeballs in these programs. Raytheon owns HARP. So you have literally those making the weather, telling us what the scheduled weather is going to be, and trying to give excuses for unnatural events as being natural. So you're exactly correct.
Odd that you should mention Raytheon, because I specifically remember during my employment at the Nevada test site on the side of a mountain in the middle of nowhere, a Raytheon employee actually field testing a particular injector-ejector vortex assembly for the dissemination of these chemtrail poisonous concoctions.
There you go. There you go. And
lastly, if you'll allow, I think that the true, clear, and present danger, although it is decidedly disguised and obfuscated, is the likelihood of the conversion of the Chemtrail Dissemination Administration Program to disseminating other than just the poisons that they're presently spraying, and perhaps including particularly engineered vaccines or bacteria, virologics, or other types of hybridized weapons of mass destruction of medicine.
You're exactly correct again. In fact, we have just got news that there's people that are not willing to speak out yet within a USDA medical facility that are detecting blood antigens for pathogens in people who have not been immunized, so they were exposed to that pathogen by some other means, and that it would appear to be aerosol at this point. So at any point in time with these programs in existence, they could put us all flat on the ground anytime they choose. And in fact, all of us may be seated with who knows what right now. I mean, that's just a simple reality. That's not science fiction. So your point is valid there as well, Chris.
All right. Well, Chris, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. You know, you had mentioned a little earlier about the patents for chemtrail disbursements, too. Did you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, there's about 150 in total. And again, this is what got me onto this issue. When you have patents that describe exactly what we see, the express goal of solar obscuration to block the sun, and you have the exact primary ingredients showing up in the ground on absolutely lethal quantities, and we have films of them spraying at altitude, you know, these disbursements. I mean, there's so much data I could ramble on for hours, Darren, but I mean, there's no debate. These programs are going on, period. And those who deny it simply don't want to know or haven't looked or are simply not willing to face it.
Yeah, and as time progresses here, I want to tackle a little bit, get into a little bit about HARP as well, because my hunch is that there's some interaction between the the chemtrail activity that we're seeing in HARP. I know Nancy has quite an incredible story to tell when she was up in the UP, the Upper Peninsula here in Michigan. I'd like her to relay that as well. I'll tell you what, we got more calls on the line, and we do have an open line here. If you want to jump on board, folks, we'll squeeze in as many calls as you can. Got plenty of time here in the next hour. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. That's geoengineeringwatch.org. And we'll take a quick time out here, and we'll be back here in a moment on Govern America.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
would be a beautiful day if it weren't for the marring of the lines in the sky that are being sprayed from the jets. Welcome back to Govern America. This is a broadcast that I really think is very important, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's important to understand just what's being done, the deliberate destruction of our planet, the deliberate destruction of life. I got to tell you, Dane, I wasn't really much of an environmentalist before I started doing this. I've become much more of an environmentalist. I think the problem with a lot of the environmental agenda, the environmental movement, is there's an underlying people control or population control agenda. And I have a problem with that. But I got to tell you, since I've been involved in Patriot Radio, and I have been paying closer attention to what's being done by the power structure that's in place, I'm a lot more apt to defend the environment because I think it's being destroyed by design. And so I think this is something really that we, it's like my friend Roger always says, we don't want to take a dump in our living room, for lack of a better way of putting it. But anyway, go ahead. You were going to say something?
Your point is valid. I mean, we have done much worse than that. And on that note, the environmental groups, if you will, I mean, I certainly could not care more about the environment. I mean, I have been concerned my whole life. But the environmental organizations, Darren, are one of the most lame and counterproductive elements in this whole equation. They have all been hijacked, and they focus on a fish or a frog while the house is burning to the ground. And, yeah. And they are literally not helping this equation at all.
Well, and neither is the UN. And see,
well,
that's
they're all grant-funded. They're all being led by the nose because they're all grant-funded by the government.
Yeah, Sierra Club, I've met with top Sierra Club people, and I mean, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to talk about it. They want to stay in their little cocoon. Same with ETC Group. Same with Greenpeace, who we know knows about this. We're in the process of making a website that will shine the light on these groups and their apathy. It's called climateengineeringalert.com.org. Doesn't matter. We have them all at least the same site. And what people can do, I want to point out something people can do before I forget. SkyderAlert.com. And
yep.
I don't know if you're familiar with that site, Darren or Nancy.
I'm not. It sounds like Nancy is.
I have been on that site.
Okay, George Barnes, a filmmaker that has really seen the significance and gravity of this issue, he's just updated his film. It's called Look Up. I encourage people to get that film. It's narrated now by William Baldwin. It's an extremely professional film, by far the most professional film on this subject to date, period. Encourage people to get that, share that film. It's an interactive site, and this site will actually send notice to senators and congressmen if you sign up. Skyder Alert is a big tool for us right now, so I hope people utilize that tool because truly our days in this paradigm are numbered. Our collective dilemma is much more dire than people understand and much more immediate. People need to take action now or we will not have tomorrow.
Let's get back to the phones.
Just real quickly, I want to say that, I'm not the type to feel helpless, but I feel so helpless. Every time I go outside and there they are over my head, raining down in my yard on my children. I mean, I'm so angry, but I don't know what to do.
Turn the angst to anger, turn the anger to fuel, and use that fuel to take a stand. We are all on the end of the plank. We can fall off the edge, or we can turn around and start screaming and fighting. And that's what we have to do right now. And we're reaching out to everybody. There's people that I'm working with that are reaching out to, for example, Big Coal, the coal industry with a lot of resources who are being shut down from the EPA because of the particulate matter they're emitting, while at the same time, EPA is ignoring these programs that are dumping particulates from the sky. So there's a lot of potential allies out there. And if we all reach out and think constructively and start to get the whole village up in arms with their pitchforks and shovels, this is a grassroots. It can only be done at a grassroots level, but all of us can help convert people and wake people up if we get the right tools and we put those tools to use.
That's a very good point because I know that we just have a story that's just come out, I think today, actually, that Obama's getting ready to use, well, it might have been yesterday, Obama's getting ready to use his executive authority to go after the coal-fired power plants through the EPA. I mean, he wants this carbon credit, this carbon trading thing really bad. Dane, and so it looks like he's going to act as a dictator. I want to go back to the phones right now. We got the line stacked. Warner in Canada, you're up next. Go right ahead, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, Warner.
I think I meet the investigative A-team.
Well, we do the best we can.
Yeah, I just want to make a few points here. Arizona Skywatch, 2010, air particulates. There's a list about what is raining, what's raining down, what is raining down on us.
I've seen that test.
Yeah, it's very important, and as I say, the EPA and the environmental organizations and so, where are they? Why? How come that they don't publish those lists?
Because they're expressed role in this, EPA and other agencies like them, like in California, we have California Air Resources Board. Their role is to hide these programs, literally. I've been in high-level EPA meetings in Sacramento, told to my face, the system is designed not to show this material. They're told what to test for. The rest of the samples go out the window. Doesn't matter what's in them. The whole system has been designed not to show this, and so many in academia are all too willing to remain blind when these agencies. I met with USDA people yesterday and the congressional reps, and USDA people are literally staring at a forest that's dead and dying and telling us to our face that they don't see any problem, even though there's dead trees everywhere. So these people are happy with their 9-to-5 jobs, their paychecks, and they seem unwilling to find a single vertebrae amongst them. But we are literally in a fight for life, and these people should be held accountable. And our website, Climate Engineering Alert, the design of that is to expose these people and give their email addresses to the general public so everyone can rattle their cage. But
and basically start hiding their paychecks, too.
Again, this is up to all of us to raise awareness. And if we could get awareness to a certain level where those in academia have enough cover to come out of the shadows, they would come out because they are realizing, and we hear from it behind the scenes, that they're really understanding that this is the end of the road. This is not a bump in the road, it's the end of the road, and that they can speak out now or they will not have a chance to. But all of us, if we arm ourselves with the correct tools, we can all help bring this to critical mass.
In regard to methane leakage into the atmosphere, now with this lunacy worldwide, globally, about fracking.
You're correct. Fracking is greatly contributing to the methane situation overall. Here's what people need to understand with methane. Most of academia refers to methane as being 20 times more potent a greenhouse gas. That's over a 100-year time horizon. Methane over a 10-year time horizon is over 100 times more potent. There's enough methane hydrate on the planet to extinguish life on Earth several times over, if not many more. And this methane is releasing now. I don't think they can hide this much longer. And Darren and Nancy, this is a key element in this equation. I believe the wheels that are turning now are so cataclysmic and geoengineering behind a lot of that triggering, they won't be able to hide it for much longer.
All right. Warner, thank you so much for the call. I got a bunch of other calls lined up, so we have to run. But I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We have the bottom of the hour break, and we'll continue taking your calls on the other side with Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. Stay with us. You're on Govern America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door.
If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America visiting with Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. His website is linked up with ours at governamerica.com. And we have the phone lines still stacked, so we're going to try to move a little quicker through the rest of the phone calls so that we can hopefully get to everybody in this last half hour of the show. Let's go back to the phones and take Kent in West Virginia. Kent, you're up next here on Govern America with Dane Wigington.
Yeah, you mentioned needing a tool. What you need is a good, effective video. Now, here's something. You know that the Hindenburg, everybody's familiar with the Hindenburg. It's been proven, established, that the Hindenburg exploded because, or actually burnt, because it was coated with an aluminum powder. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I mean, aluminum is certainly an incendiary, and I know that that would cause that. I'm not that familiar with the Hindenburg incident. But,
yeah, well, that was, you know, there was a documentary I saw on PBS several years ago, Nova or something, and they went to elaborate lengths. There's actually a website here, and I'm going to send you a link to it, but it says, the surface of the ship was coated with a combination of dark iron oxide and reflective aluminum paint. These components are extremely flammable and burn at a tremendously energetic rate once ignited. Then further down this page, it says that NASA investigator Dr. Addison Bain has verified this finding by scientific experiments that duplicated the vigorous ignition by static discharge to the aluminum powder-filled covering material. So there's a tremendous, you could show the picture of the Hindenburg just in just being engulfed in flames as all this aluminum powder just races around the surface of the ship. And you could take, superimpose, put that next to a picture of the globe, and with all these fires just racing around the surface of the globe where they're sprinkling all this aluminum stuff. And there's a very powerful propaganda.
You know, that would make a very interesting image, and I think I might have our webmaster kick that one around. That would make an interesting image. And again, aluminum, yes, part of thermite. And as far as, again, for anybody who's trying to convince another that this issue is really going on, you can go to our website and you can see up front close footage of a KC-10 spraying at altitude. Absolutely undeniable. It's the film of the murder being committed. So we do have that. But your point is well taken, sir, and I will have our webmaster kick that one around because I think that would make a powerful image. Thank you.
Well, Kent, thank you so much for your call. I got to move on here. And I'm getting a little bit of an echo. I don't know why that is, but let's go up to Art. Art, you're up next.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, there you are. Good afternoon to you, sir.
There's no quick way of doing this, but dang, I really want to get your opinion on this, and it gets a little complicated, and I have a hard time trying to explain this to people sometimes, so maybe you can help me out here. When we look at geoengineering, one thing that I notice a lot of people are not talking about anymore is the effects of the BP oil disaster several years ago. Now, we know that when it comes to weather, we need both the Gulf Stream and the jet stream to be fully functional, working together so that nature has what she needs to balance and manage weather patterns. But because many are saying, actually, that the Gulf Stream is now dead, and for all intents and purposes, I would tend to agree with them, we no longer have that balance, counterbalance between the two streams. Now, this would also explain why we're seeing more intense, more vicious, more destructive storms, typhoons, hurricanes, tornadoes, things like this that just are unlike anything this world has ever seen before. But at the same time, we have to remember that the Arctic stream that comes down from the Arctic, working with the Gulf Stream, helps to keep the water in the oceans flowing constantly all around the Earth. And any bay, gulf, river, any body of water which comes in direct contact with the oceans of the world is being contaminated. And when we think about this, we have to also remember, they keep talking about CO2 levels going way up, CO2 levels going way up. Well, but what they're not talking about is when we look at the ocean, and here's where my question comes in. I'd really like to hear your response to this. When we look at the ocean and the aquatic life, fish, crustaceans, the plant life, the coral, the tiny little single-cell critters running around down there, some of which are really cool, by the way. But all of this that's going on in the ocean is what is directly responsible for 80% of the oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere. Now, knowing that this corrects it and the benzene and all this garbage, as a result of, we're talking the Exxon Valdez spill, the Texaco disaster, and the BP disaster, all of this stuff have literally all but completely destroying the ocean.
Let me dive into that a little bit, if I can, to answer on the ocean, because certainly we care about the Gulf oil spill. But when we have a completely decimated ozone layer that's allowing lethal levels of UVB to kill plankton, the bottom of the food chain for life on Earth, then we have an even larger source of threat that supersedes even the Gulf oil spill. In regard to the changing currents, geoengineering absolutely is, in conjunction with the HARP ionosphere heaters around the globe, changing wind currents. That changes ocean currents. Now we have currents actually delivering warmer water into the Arctic. That's melting the ice cap at, in some cases, a 9-to-1 ratio from underneath. So no matter how much they spray to block the sun on top, no matter how much they chemically nucleate, it's melting from underneath. That's releasing even more carbon to the atmosphere. Again, all roads lead back to geoengineering. I'm not saying it's the only cause of our environmental implosion on planet Earth, but based on all available data, geoengineering appears to be the largest single causal factor of everything you've mentioned, ocean current disruption, plankton die-off, so anyway, again, we have to focus on something, and I think if we could bring geoengineering to light and people understood that they've been used as a lab rat
and the planet has been completely hijacked.
Nancy, this would be a good place for you to share your story, because she was up in the UP, in the Upper Peninsula. She used to live up there before she came down here in southern Michigan. You had seen something with regard to the chemtrails and what they did up there. Can you relate that story? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes. There were four of us outside watching an aerial campaign, and there were very, very, very dense and very wide, very linear parallel stripes in the air. And it was a very, very clear blue day. And all of a sudden, and it's very hard to believe this or to even describe it, it was as if something hit those stripes. And as we were watching these perfectly uniform stripes, all of a sudden, all of them shot out in fingers that within a matter of probably 10 seconds went from horizon to horizon. And it was absolutely staggering to watch it. It was as if someone blew on them or something hit those perfectly uniform columns, and they shot out literally within 10 seconds. And that's all you could see in the sky were these fingers of clouds that had been columns.
Have you ever heard anything like that, Dane?
Well, we see that, and what Nancy's describing is completely in line with what we believe technology to be able to do at this point. Because as you have conductive metallic particles, if they're hit with the right frequency and there's a polarity, an opposing polarity that forces the particulates apart, it would cause them to scatter in opposite directions from each other in every direction. And that, you know, being that close to a signal, or, you know, hit with the right signal,
yes,
the right intensity, yes, this would cause these particles to scatter in every direction because their polarities are pushing them apart with this signal. So, yes, I believe that is what is one aspect of the ionosphere heaters, and that's why these trails are spread out so uniformly and so at such great distances, because these frequencies cause them to scatter.
Would this be like a heart type facility that would cause something like this?
Yes, and they can hit any place on the globe at this point.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, the thing that really strikes me too about that is that it happened over an area that is not very heavily populated. So it's almost like some sort of,
and especially where we were. We were in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. So it's almost like some kind of experimentation going on.
Yes.
That, you know, is being done over areas that are not very populated, so that maybe a lot of people wouldn't be witness to it. But anyway, Art, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, sir. We have a bunch of other calls on the line, and we'll continue taking your calls as quickly as we can on the other side of this four-minute break. Stay with us. As Government America continues, we are visiting with Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. We'll be back in a moment on Government America.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
We're back. This is Governor America visiting with Dane Wigington, and we're talking about particulate matter in the wind. It's Geoengineering Watch is his website, and I want to get to as many of these phone calls as we can here in the last segment of the show here. So if you folks that are waiting on the line can be as brief as possible, we'd appreciate it. And let's go out to North Carolina right now and talk to Mountain Man. Mountain Man, go right ahead, sir.
Yes, Nancy, Darren, Dane, God bless. Listen, I live near an old NASA tracking station in the mountains. It's known as the Pisgah Area Research Institute now. Day before yesterday, I've seen the parallel and the crisscross trails. Mm-hmm. Day before yesterday, I've seen the metallic sheened rainbows within them as well. But day before yesterday, there were a lot of parallel lines. And then suddenly, in an instant, it was as if somebody diced them into square blocks, and there were hundreds and thousands of them as far as I could see.
Wow.
And it just blew my mind. I've never seen anything like that. But I guess
so. Basically, the thing that Nancy was describing is something that you've also witnessed.
Yeah, I guess there's no such thing as organic food anymore, huh? I've got a greenhouse, and I can't even trust the dirt that I bring in there now, because it's embedded with this stuff.
All life forms are absorbing these particulates. All plant life, all organic life.
Yeah, the powers that be, are they so sick? Are they have an antidote? Are they so sick that they're willing to sacrifice their families to Lucifer? Or what's the deal there?
Again, I don't think we consider reason in this equation. They feel somehow they will exempt themselves from what's happening.
Yeah, well, I've got a degree in ministry, and another thing is, I live so far out in the woods, I have to head toward town to go hunting. So I agree with the thing that they're doing this way out in the woods and stuff, so people won't notice. But in the Bible, it says that God will renew the planet once He has judged the evil ones. So
well, you
that's
know,
something.
Here's the thing. I want to jump in here real quick. You know, Dane, I think Monsanto is genetically engineering seeds now to withstand some of this environmental assault. Do I remember correctly when I remember something about GMO seeds or GMO plants resisting aluminum or something like that?
They are making aluminum-resistant seeds, drought-resistant seeds, and now UV-resistant seeds, all in response to the decimation that's being caused. But I want to stress this, that the wheels that are now turning are, based on all available data, are so total in their implications that we will not have the same paradigm we currently have much longer. And I would argue this, that right now what's unfolding is going to unfold so rapidly that all these attempts to capitalize off this, like by Monsanto, all of this will be moot very soon. I think over the next weeks and months, people will see that we are way past any tipping point, that in fact the mechanisms that have now been triggered can't be turned off, and our lives are going to change very, very rapidly from here. So I always was a kid, Darren, I wondered, when people are being herded into the gas chamber, if they know they're going to lose their life, why didn't they turn and at least attempt to fight? And at this point, that's where we all are. And people can choose to sit down and feel numb, or they can get up off their backside, arm themselves with flyers, credible data, educate themselves. And this one single issue of geoengineering is so total in its implications. Even with nuclear, it affects nuclear, because as they shred the ozone layer, now if we have a major CME, and we will, and it shuts down grids around the globe, now we're going to have Fukushima times 100 or 200. The blanket spraying of the Pacific is helping to carry the Fukushima radiation towards us. In fact, with the manipulation of the jet stream, the powers that be can drop that radiation anywhere they want. So from too many directions to go into, geoengineering is the battle that must be won, and soon, or all will be lost. It's that simple.
All right, well, listen, Mountain Man, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I want to move on real quickly here. Kathy in Massachusetts, you've been waiting for a very long time. Go ahead. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, I have, I think, three questions. I heard Deborah Tavares one time mention smart dust, and I did look it up. It is, I don't trust Wiki, but it did have its own Wiki. And Margellans, is that related? This is not my subject either. These are, honestly, I kind of wish I would have stayed sleeping. What a way to wake up to this on the radio, you know?
Well,
I was
sorry about
a nap
that.
No, it's okay. It's like, you know, it's not one thing, it's another in this world.
It really is.
That was one question. The second thing is, when some of the even other prominent people say talking about chemtrails, et cetera, is poisoning the well, would you consider them COINTELPRO or just trying to focus on their issues? And we just don't know, basically, that you would definitely push back against this being considered poisoning the well, correct?
With geoengineering particulates, they're very reactive metals. And so far, you know, wells that have any depth to them, those metals react and combine with other elements on the surface before.
I don't mean poisoning the well in a real sense. I'm saying in a theoretical sense of, like, basically.
Yes, metaphorically.
Okay, hold on, Kathy. He's trying to answer your question there.
There's so many aspects to this. What I would recommend to everybody is there's a PowerPoint I did in Northern California recently that's a very fast-moving and well-documented education of exactly most of the ramifications. It's called The Most Important Topic of Our Time. And if anybody wants an A to Z on exactly how many angles this geoengineering is decimating our planet, I would recommend that. The Most Important Topic of Our Time. That's a very good A to Z on your point.
Okay, now she asked about smart dust, too. Do you know anything about that, or
well,
does that play in?
this is, you know, there is scientifically verifiable self-replicating nanoparticulates, and again, this, all the things that are in this mix, we can't say, and I, we could go into a lot of different categories, but the bottom line is, we know this, we know they're spraying, we know we're breathing it, we know it's toxifying everything, ripping the planet apart, and that's enough to motivate most people to action, and again, it's a lot better, I want to stress this, when people want to share this with others, don't run out in the street, start ranting and pointing at the sky. Arm yourself with at least a credible flyer that you can pass on.
Yeah, that's
on
very
to
good. Very important, because you don't want to sound like a lunatic.
No.
Where's your server base now, may I ask? Where did you end up having your server so that you don't get denied service so often?
Yeah, because we got knocked down a lot, especially, as I said, when we posted the UV data, we were just taken down as fast as we could put it up. We're on a special category with GoDaddy right now, and I'm not sure what our webmaster has worked out, but we paid for a lot of security, and so far, so good.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're going with GoDaddy, that's probably reason enough for you to get knocked down there. You might want to look at a different hosting provider.
You know, we probably do. Now, this is not my area of expertise, so I'm not arguing that.
I
don't argue that point at all.
Kathy, thank you for the call. I want to move on here. Jim in Rhode Island, real quickly, if you can, please.
All I can say is the people that are doing this, you can find it at weathermodification.com.
There may be some of them. Have you looked at all at Weather Modification? Weathermod.com, I think, is what it is.
I don't know if I've seen that, but I don't think we can possibly know all the players at this point. You know, we can identify certain ones, as Darren said, but I don't think we can possibly identify all the people involved behind the curtain. But the bottom line is, we know what's happening, and we know we better get off our backsides and bring it to light fast. And if we all work together, we could do that.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jim. Go ahead, sir. I interrupted you.
On that page, it says who hires them and everything. And anyways, what I really wanted to say was, in 2001, I listened to a show called Lou Gentile, late at night, and he usually talks about hauntings and stuff. But anyways, this night, he had a guy that did this stuff for 2 years, and he said it was soybean oil they're spraying. And all these particulates you're saying is inside this stuff. Well, that's all in the atmosphere to begin with, and the soybean oil is just bringing it down. And oil and water don't mix, so they're separating, and when you get the oil, the soy oil underneath the rain or underneath the moisture system, it pushes it up towards the atmosphere. And the radiation from the sun gets rid of one of the molecules in the water, and it never becomes water again.
Haven't seen anything like this. I'm sure there's aspects we don't know about, but the straightforward aspects that we do know about are enough to bring this to light and to a halt. And I think we can discuss the particulars after we can get these programs out into the open. The first and foremost task is to, instead of finding every intricate detail of the programs, we must expose the fact that they're going on, period.
Yeah. That's Jim in Rhode Island, thank you so much for calling. Anthony in New York and Bill in Tennessee, I'm afraid we're just about out of time, so we're not going to really have time to take your calls and do them justice. Dane, we're going to have to do this again. It was a very fast-paced 2 hours, and it goes by very quickly, I know. But I appreciate you. You got a final word real quick?
People, please educate yourself. Again, our site, geoengineeringwatch.org, the most important topic of our time is a good A to Z, and Skyder Alert, another source of a tool
and
for people
up.
To use. Look up. Yeah. Look up film, yes.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm sorry, Anthony and Bill. We'll do it another time. Thank you, folks, for being with us. Chuck Kappas of America's Financial Reckoning Day will be with us next week. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. We'll talk to you next week. With